Well, of course, since the start of the COVID-19 coronavirus, many businesses have had to been asked to close their doors as a way to help minimize or at least slow down that spread of the virus. I'm being joined today by Lamar's Chamber of Commerce Executive Director, Neil Adler. And Neil, of course, a lot of small businesses are now looking at, okay, what kind of assistance, what kind of help is being provided to us as a result of them having to close their doors because of this virus. So that's why we want to talk about that. Share with us a little bit of some of the options available, either through the Small Business Administration or what you know of anyway, of what small businesses can do to help maybe remedy some of this pitfalls in the economy.
Sure, Dennis. I appreciate the time to discuss this. Everything that I'll be talking about here over the next few minutes can be found in what we call our special edition of the Chamber newsletter. We have a number of different sites there. What we've been trying to do is weed through the vast array of different information that's been coming out, make sure that it's accurate, and then also get to the key components of some of the programs that are available. So I would recommend highly to anyone out there to go online. You can go to lamarsiowa.com, which is the city website, and go to Chamber of Commerce and under that newsletter. Or if you want a link directly, you can just go right to newsletter.lamarschamber.org and get to it either way. As you said, Dennis, there's a lot going on, different new programs that are being put in place. And so what I'll do is talk about what I think are the key ones right now. Some have time frames to them and others are a little bit more spread out, but of course I'm going to recommend that businesses apply as soon as possible. Everything kind of comes from that CARES Act, which everyone heard about, the $2.1 trillion act by Congress, Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act. And out of that came numerous programs to assist specifically small businesses. They set aside approximately $350 billion specific to small business assistance. And some of the main ones I want to talk about, there's two from SBA, which are of note. One is the EIDL, which is the Economic Injury Disaster Loan Program. And that's the one that I'm going to really press on business owners to get an application in. There's 30-plus million small businesses across the United States, and that $350 billion, they're going to go after it pretty quickly.
Neil, if I may interrupt for just a second, and if you know this, I'm not sure, but is there a maximum limit as to how much money will be allocated back to small businesses? And I would imagine it probably depends upon the number of employees and the revenue per year, basis, something like that, as to how each small business would be allocated the appropriate loan amount.
Sure, Dennis. I'll talk just a little bit about that EIDL because that is an important one. There is no, it's not an application where you request a certain amount. That will be determined by SBA after they receive your application. It is a working capital loan. That's how you want to look at it. So it can be used to pay payroll, rent, utilities, virtually any monthly type bills that you would have. If your business was open and functioning as normal. It does have an interest rate of 3.75, but that's amortized over 30 years. It's not there to pay off commercial loans. However, you might be able to work with your lender in some situations, establish a bridge loan that then can be paid off once the SBA loan is received. As I said, that's a determined amount by them, not a request of anything in particular scope. What they're looking to do, though, Dennis, is to kind of look at it as a six-month experience. So let's say, for example, your monthly expenses were $10,000 a month, and that was demonstrated to SBA. They probably would then consider a loan of about $60,000 to cover that six-month period. There is no collateral needed if it's $25,000 or less, and if there is collateral needed, not on personal assets, strictly business assets.
And Neil, do we have any kind of a timeline here? Is there a deadline in which small businesses need to apply by?
This one is open-ended as of right now, Dennis, but I will say right up front that everything is changing almost daily. Keep in mind that CARES Act was just signed by the president on Friday, and so they're scrambling to get these programs out as quickly as possible to get money out to the small business owners. So there may be some changes that come down the road right now. As far as I know right now, there's no end date on it, but as I stressed earlier, businesses should get an EIDL application in now to get in the queue so they aren't way behind. They're up in front of the line, so to speak, if you will. And I think that's important. An additional piece to that, which is very important, is once you've applied for the EIDL, you can apply for an advance on your loan, and that advance can be up to $10,000. And that $10,000 is forgiven. It turns into a grant, not a loan.
And Neil, I guess I was also wondering, are there any special qualifications, or what is it that most small businesses, retailers, all these restaurants, lounges, everything, what do they need to do in order to qualify for any of this assistance?
Really, just fill out an application and get it sent in, Dennis. That's what SBDC is recommending to everybody. You know, small businesses, anybody that employs 500 or less.
Okay. You had mentioned at the start, of course, there's a lot of these website addresses that are linked at the Lamar's Chamber of Commerce. If people have additional questions, can they turn to your office, or who else can they turn to if they have questions about filling out the applications or just any questions in general about the assistance that is being offered to small businesses?
Sure, they certainly can call here. We would not be the experts on it, Dennis. I'll be upfront in saying that. Probably what I would recommend is that they contact the SBDC office in Sioux City. And I spoke with them just this morning again. Probably for that they would want to do it by email, and I can give that to you. It would be Todd, T-O-D-D, dot Rausch, R-A-U-S-C-H, at W-I-T-C-C, .edu. So it's Todd Rausch at Western Iowa Tech Community College .edu. Reason being, as you can imagine, there's just a flood of questions coming in right now, so if they call on the phone, they may not get response as quickly as they would if they send an email. I'm trying to simplify and not make more complicated. So there are really three different programs that I'm keen on this morning. One is that EIDL, which is the loan that I'm application that I'm really trying to be insistent to all businesses to get their application in. Keep in mind that if they are awarded the loan, they do not have to take it, so they can always turn that away. But because you are now apply for that EIDL, you have access to requesting an advance of up to $10,000 on that, which becomes forgivable. So that's potentially up to $10,000 for a business that they don't have to repay. There's also a Paycheck Protection Program through SBA, which can help with paying for all payroll. And that can be forgiven also if they maintain their employees. Again, I would say if you go on the Lamar's Chamber newsletter site, so it is newsletter.lamarschamber.org again. On that will be the three main links to the three pieces I just spoke about. And it'll take you directly to those sites and to those applications. Again, though, I would just say apply for the EIDL. Don't hesitate. Just get that application in. Utilize the links and the sites that we've got on our webpage. Use the resources, like I just said, SBDC with Todd Rausch, and talk with your lender. They probably are familiar to some extent with these programs also.
Okay, go ahead, Neil.
The Chamber of Commerce just wants to thank the general public for supporting our local businesses with all of the ordering and pickup deliveries that they've been assisting our businesses with, and buying gift cards. So as this continues out, we know it's going to become harder and harder for businesses to deal with the separation of time and business, but we certainly want to applaud the general public for all the assistance and interest they've taken in our local businesses to date.
All right. Neil, thanks very much. I've been visiting with Neil Adler, the Executive Director of the Lamar's Chamber of Commerce.